Damn straight, you're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. Now I can't even listen, cause I'll get to missing her. Then the hurt gets worse. And I need a little you time, red wine. Sipping in the moonlight, your touch, your skin, your lips. Kissing on me all night, I'm in between. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window and see my lights.
Z93.5 Country, Derek Beck, as promised, the man of the Chase County Fair and Expo and Imperial, Scotty McCreary, joining us on the phone. How are you, man? Where are you calling from today?
Man, I am so good. We're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania today, and looking forward to getting up to Nebraska soon.
Yeah, well, we can't wait to have you. You know, I don't know what the countdown is now. It's less than 20 days or something like that from Husker football. You're a big sports guy. You're a big baseball guy. Is that right?
Yeah, baseball. I mean, football. It's all of them, man. You know, for me, baseball is what I grew up playing, but it was my first love right there with music.
So, when you're out on the road, say you're in Pittsburgh today, do you get to do anything occasionally? Batting practice, catch, go to some of these stadiums. That's got to be cool if you're able to.
Yeah, we're hitting the Pittsburgh Pirates game tonight. So we try to do fun stuff every now and then and kind of mix it up on the road because, you know, you're driving down the road in the middle too with 12 guys. So, you know, it's nice to kind of change things up a little bit, have some fun, and I think last year we got to go to a Husker football game, and so we get around for sure.
Well, hey, do you have a favorite team?
Yeah, my favorite team, college-wise, is NC State, the Wolfpack.
Yep.
That's where I went to college. All my buddies went to college. Baseball-wise, I'm a Red Sox fan, and my dad grew up in New England, so kind of all those New England sports teams are my favorites.
Well, it's a good time to be a fan of all those teams because they win a lot here in the last 20 years.
Yeah, the last 20, it seems like those winning days might be behind us.
Right.
But it was a fun run there for sure.
Well, we're talking with Scotty McCreary here. He's going to be playing the Chase County Fair and Expo next Saturday night in Imperial. You can still get tickets to the show. Ernest's going to be opening for Scotty, chasecountyfair.com to get your tickets. So you mentioned that you were at a Husker game last fall. Yeah, you sang the national anthem, if I'm correct, right?
I did, yeah, and I was so nervous before because, like, 50 people right before I went and sang were like, oh, they never let people sing the anthem. Don't screw this up, you know. But it was such a fun night, and the Huskers won. They actually crushed the team that day, so it was a fun night, and I definitely kind of understand now. I grew up going to NC State football games, but it is just a whole other animal, you know, up there in Nebraska. It's an event. It's not just a game, you know?
Yeah, well, apparently you were good luck if we won that night. I'm trying to remember which game that was. But here's what I remember about that night, and you in particular. So I had a coworker that was at a tailgate before that game, and apparently you were at the same tailgate. So he sends me a text message of you and his wife, and he goes, is this Scotty McCreary? He wasn't sure, so he was, like, texting me to see if I knew. I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm the Scotty McCreary expert, question. Mark, so but it was you, and they had a great time. They were so excited to meet you.
That is hilarious. Yeah, we had a good time. It was a fun one, and hopefully we get back there because the whole band was there, and the tailgates were nuts, and the game was great. So it was a great experience.
So do you ever get mistaken for somebody else? I know I've heard Garth Brooks say that he was at a party in the '90s, and they thought he was Clint Black. You ever get mistaken for somebody else?
Oh, I mean, every now I can't. I'm off the top of my head, I can't really think. But like other American Idol contestants, I've gotten that, and different things. Yeah, it happens for sure. And you just kind of, I just go along with it, you know. I don't even correct them. I just have fun with it.
Love it. Scotty McCreary is our guest here on Z93.5 Country. He's playing the Chase County Fair and Expo next Saturday night. You can still get tickets to the show, chasecountyfair.com. So, I mean, this is great timing for us here in Nebraska to have you coming off another number one with Damn Straight. Did you have any idea this song would be this big when you got your hands on it?
No, I mean, you never know if it'll connect publicly, but I knew right away that I loved it. I mean, it was right up my alley, just solid country music, talking about one of my heroes, and the way they wrote it was just so clever. Like, I knew I loved it, but you kind of never know until you put it out there if it'll catch on. But it's this one, more so than any song, any single I've put out there, has connected, and people are screaming this song back to us every night like they never have before, so... It's been a fun one for sure.
How did you get your hands on that one? I know Trent Tomlinson was one of the co-writers on it. How did it end up with you?
Yeah, Trent was at our show last night, and he came up on stage and sang it with me. You know, he's still friends with some of my label folks, and they were talking about music, and he's sending that song, and they're like, "Man, you mind if we send this to Scotty? Because we hear him on this." And he was like, "Absolutely." So they sent it my way, and as soon as I heard it, I said, "Oh my God." Sent it to all my friends and family. I said, "Am I hearing this right? Do y'all hear the same thing?" And they freaked out too. So it was kind of one of those consensus moments, you know?
Yeah, well, I think it was meant to be with you too. I can't imagine anybody else playing it on the radio. So congratulations on the number one, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. We're fired up about it.
Hey, we've got to step aside for just a second. We'll have more with Scotty McCreary in just a few minutes here on Z93.5 Country. And if it's okay with you, Scotty, I want to play a little game with you when we come back, okay?
Let's do it.
Z93.5 Country, Derek Beck. We've got Scotty McCreary with us again here on the show. Pumped about having you at the Chase County Fair and Expo in Imperial next Saturday. Again, tickets on sale, chasecountyfair.com. If it's okay with you, man, I want to play a little game called I'd Eat That. Because, you know, half the fun of county fairs is the food, right? It's the food.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Chase County Fair is no exception. Great food. So I'm going to mention a couple fair foods. And you tell me if you would eat that or not, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. First fair food, would you eat that? Funnel cake.
Oh, I'd eat that for sure.
Okay, we're batting 1,000 here. How about how about a turkey leg?
Yeah, I'd eat that. I've had that for dinner a time or two.
Heck, Scotty, we could be BFFs, man. How about deep fried pickles or deep fried anything at the fair?
Deep fried pickles. I've never had that, but I do love pickles and I love fried food, so I would eat that.
Okay, sure. He's the man. Well, we're going to get you some fried pickles at the Chase County Fair because they actually are the bomb. I know it's a little surprising to hear, but they're really, really good. I got one more for you, and I bet you're going to say you'd eat this too, probably. Chocolate-flavored bacon at the fair. Would you eat that?
Oh, that sounds delicious. That's just the breakfast of champions right there.
There you go. Yeah, 1,000. We're batting 1,000 with Scotty McCreary on fair food that he would eat. Well, thanks for playing along with that. That was kind of fun. So, speaking of food, what's the usual meal on the road for you guys?
Oh, man, it changes every night. Different stuff, whether it's Mexican or Italian, or we do Greek a lot. So,
nice.
We try to change it up a lot out here.
I dig it. Well, man, it's been real. It's always fun to have you on. We can't wait to see you perform at the Chase County Fair and Imperial next Saturday night. I wondered, as we say goodbye, can you let us in on a secret? What's your next radio single going to be? Would you tell us?
Yeah, next single is it's a song called It Matters to Her. Just kind of wrote everything that I've learned in my first 4 years of being a husband into a song. And this is the song we wrote. So I'm excited about this.
Love it. Well, we can't wait to hear it. He is Scotty McCreary. Thanks for being on the show. Can't wait to see you in Imperial at the Chase County Fair.
Okay, we'll see y'all soon. Can't wait.